we need to realize that the message of Jesus was not namby-pamby. He essentially was he followed in the tradition of the Old Testament or Hebrew prophets, Isaiah, Amos, Jeremiah, but he added in active nonviolence. We need more people of religion like Karen Armstrong, who has said that a misbegotten U.S. foreign policy absorbing the endemic violence of U.S. fundamentalists and evangelicals is pushing Islamic fundamentalists closer and closer to the use of weapons of mass destruction, that the time is running out, and that the U.S. has ignited a conflict that will last a generation. George Bush has turned Christianity upside down with his pro-rich and pro-war policies that Jesus wouldn't recognize as anything close to his life and teachings. He actually has a number of advisors around him who went to the University of Chicago and were students of a guy by the name of Leo Strauss. Leo Strauss advocated essentially Machiavellian governance. That's including that a leader perpetually deceive those being ruled and use religion as a tool to manipulate the masses. I don't know if George W. Bush realizes that he's doing this, but that's what he's doing. I'd just like to finish with a letter that I wrote to the New Yorker. The New Yorker had an article August 22nd. In which they praised Billy Graham for becoming the preacher to presidents, the symbol of Protestant Christianity in America, in effect branding evangelicalism as the mainstream American faith. Billy Graham indeed has been the primary spokesperson for an American civil religion. He's also been, of course, the court minister poor priest for numerous presidents, especially Richard Nixon. He essentially would go in to Nixon's private services and say, "Thou art the man," just like a kind of a minor prophet Nathan did with regards to King David. Instead of Billy Graham, we need people like Martin Luther King Jr., Dorothy Day, William Sloan Coffin, Karen Armstrong, and Dietrich Bonhoeffer, probably the most prominent theologian of the 20th century and the German Lutheran pastor who became the hero of the German resistance, what little there was of it, during the Nazi period. He was eventually executed by the Nazis, who was opposed to offensive war and who tried to help those poor and oppressed. The Cost of Discipleship is the title of Bonhoeffer's most revolutionary book, in which he makes the case against the cheap grace and civil religion of the Billy Graham variety and praised by a major liberal magazine, The New Yorker. I'm sorry I've gone on too long, and I really appreciate the chance to speak to you. Well, Mr.
Chip, I appreciate you. Well, we really appreciate you coming all this way to speak to us, Roland, and we wish we had more time tonight, but we got to be out of here by 10. So thank you again, and Green Machine is going to do one last set.
And before they do that, there are a couple of people who still need to be thanked. And one of them is this guy right here, who's sitting at the soundboard. This is Ray Miller. He's a very longtime friend of mine. All of this equipment that you see up here that is not in the hands of the musicians is Ray's. He provided it, brought it down here from Fresno, didn't charge us a penny, and we thank him very much. So we have this fine, suitable for framing certificate of appreciation. We also have one or the musicians that you see behind me here, for Green Machine, which I will now present to them, and they can stare at it while they play. So anyway, thank you, Ray, and thank you, Green Machine, and please introduce yourselves, because you haven't done that yet. Okay, let the folks know who these folks are. Thanks for coming, everybody, and I think we're going to let them play us on out. One more thank you, and that's to all of you guys for showing up, and you know, you've done the right thing, keep doing the right thing.